Letter number 24 to Mother Cecilia. Fiat in voluntate Dei. My good and dearest mother, here I am after a long time writing a few lines. I felt the need to do it, but I waited for the glad coming of your name day to fulfill the duty of a daughter towards such a good mother. But what shall I wish you? I feel I would not be able to continue if I did not take the majestic son of the fiat, make it my own, and give it to you. But listen, my mother, to what a beautiful wish I want to send you, and what it is that the fiat wants to give you as a wish. It wants your heart, so that you be the heart and it be the heartbeat. It wants your body, so that you be the body and it be the breath. It wants your voice, so that you be the voice and the divine will, the word. In sum, it wants the most intimate and vital parts of your being in order to form the inseparability between you and the divine will. Aren't you happy, my mother? I believe I could not send you a more beautiful wish. And your saint will smile at you from heaven in seeing that one who carries her name is completely transformed into divine will and will feel more honored and glorified. Besides, what else is left in our life other than to let it reign and dominate in our souls? All other things, we can call them fleeting visits, while the divine fiat remains with us and with invincible patience forms the way, the carriage, to take us to heaven. Therefore, let us enclose everything in the fiat, so that this too may serve to enlarge the kingdom of his will within us. But I will certainly come, do not doubt, on the wings of the divine volition. I will come to bring you my wishes and to be spectator, to see how it forms its heartbeat, its breath, its word in you. I don't want to be deprived of a scene so touching. And you then will send me many beautiful things in thanksgiving for my wishes. I am joking. And now, my mama, I leave you in your feast to celebrate it in the divine volition, so that mother and daughter may do one single act of it as prelude of the feast which is made in heaven. Best regards to N, and renewing my wishes, I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, November 18th, 1936.
There is one word here that she mentions, inseparability. I think that's a very important word for us, that we are called to live in that constant union. This is the challenge for all of us, to remain in that constant union, in that inseparability, so that we may be transformed completely in basically into another Jesus. It comes to mind again the Catechism 381, that we are called to reproduce the image of Jesus in us. And it comes to mind also the devotion of the imitation of Christ, that we are called to become another Christ. And it is by this inseparability, in this union, in this constant union with the will of God, but now aware, also constant awareness with, that we are united with the will of God, and constantly having that disposition of the will to give everything to the Blessed Trinity, to correspond for everything, to recognize everything that we have received, that without that we are nothing, basically. But in the union with the will of God, then everything that we do becomes a prayer. And this is what the saints, they look always. This beautiful saint, Saint Elizabeth of the Blessed Trinity, that beautiful letter that she has, that she wrote to Mother Superior. And she was very smart because she didn't give that letter to Mother Superior until she was dead. So she asked that this letter will be given to the superior after her death. And this beautiful letter, basically, that she titles, "Let yourself be loved by God. Let yourself be loved." And calling her to be in this constant union with God, so that everything that we do may become a prayer. So we see that in all the saints, there are sparkles of this divine science. In all of their own spirituality, in all their own spiritual path and their own spiritual way that they develop, there is this sparkle of the divine will, because this is, again, what the final end for all of us is. You can see the whole picture now, that all of them, they were walking in the right direction. And now we have basically the full knowledge explained in 36 volumes, what God wants to do with men, what God wants to do with the whole human race, what's the final end explained in detail in these 36 volumes. So for us to come and to learn to be in this inseparability, in this constant union with the will of God. Says, Luisa Picaretta says, "I believe I could not send you a more beautiful wish, and your saint will smile at you from heaven," of course, because they live already in that immersion. They are immersed in God. In heaven, all the saints, they are immersed in God. And this is what is being offered to all of us, that we may learn how to be immersed in His will. From here, that we don't have to wait until we go to heaven, until we die. That from now, we learn how to immerse ourselves. And going back to that passage again of March 14, 1919, this is what the confessor tells Luisa. He says, "You immerse yourself in the divine volition, and you took the power of the divine volition, the immensity, the love, and you put it upon the souls in purgatory, upon me." I want you to repeat that. So see, Luisa Picaretta, we can see that she was already living the life of heaven here. That doesn't mean that she was not suffering. We are talking about the life of heaven spiritually, meaning that we learn how to be immersed in God as the saints are immersed over there. So when we are invited to begin living the life of heaven here, that doesn't mean that we are not going to suffer. No. Because still we are in this humanity. That means that we learn how to be immersed. And in this immersion, the immersion brings us into that inseparability. And the more awareness we have of that, the more we grow and grow and grow. Yeah? So, of course, the saints, they are, they will smile from heaven, as Luisa Picarreta, seeing that one who carries her name, or we who are here on this side, are being transformed into that divine will that they already possess there in heaven. And there is something very important here, and we'll feel more honored and glorified. Again, that reality, that spiritual reality, that by this inseparability, by this union in the divine will, everybody receives. So the best way to love God, the way to love Him completely, is remaining in this union. The best thing we can do to advance the cause and the spread of the spread, the dissemination of these writings, is to be constantly in that union. So it doesn't matter if you are in a little room by yourself, and maybe you think you are not doing anything to contribute for the kingdom of divine will to descend upon earth. If you are in this inseparability, you are doing all that you can possibly do. You are completing your call, your purpose. You are allowing God, basically, to complete His creation in you. You are allowing God to love you in the way we were designed to be loved by Him in the beginning, and we give to Him the love that we were designed to give to Him. So this is very important to understand, I think, this concept that Luisa Picarreta is teaching in a very simple way. That's one of the characteristics of Luisa Picarreta. And we see that in a very simple way, she's able to explain something that those who have PhDs and all of that are not able to understand, or sometimes to explain. Why? Because we are not opened. I think we understand that the whole purpose of all this is that we may regain again what we lost. That God hasn't changed His mind about the human race. That He wants all of us to possess what Adam possessed. That the same thing that happened in the soul of the Blessed Mother by grace may happen in each one of us. That what happened in the soul of our Lord Jesus may happen in us. That what happened in the soul of Luisa Picarreta may happen in us right here. So this is the call for all of us to understand this divine science and to understand the magnitude and the effects. And this is the best way we can serve the cause and do our part. So let's finish with that today. Let's finish with a Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.